This is a big deal. And we're already in the two-front war. We're already running low on ammunition with the Russians and that whole war that's about to go into super overdrive. And China sees this as their moment. Iran sees it as their moment. Iran's starting to attack a bunch of targets in the Middle East, into Syria, into Lebanon, into Israel. And there's the headline right there from Drudge. I have it in front of me. This headline, Chinese military rehearses encirclement of Taiwan, BBC. China's military ready to fight after drills near Taiwan, says their military. U.S. Navy challenges Beijing and South China Sea amid Taiwan drills. Warship conducts freedom of navigation operation near the Spratly's. Move comes as U.S. set to hold military drills in the Philippines. So the United States is holding war games. China's holding war games right up against each other and saying invasion, encirclement, blockade could be imminent. That is where the world is today. China has its act together when it comes to tyranny. They're the model of the social credit score. They've penetrated the Democratic Party, and they control Mitch McConnell, for that matter, through his wife. And so they're the real threat. And that was the real distraction or red herring that we saw in the 4 years of Trump, but it's still been ongoing for 2+ years. It was happening during the campaign. So we're 7 years of hearing that Trump's a Russian agent and that the Russians are just all powerful and control everything. The Russians have the biggest country in the world. The Russians can't synchronize their stoplights. The Russians are ham-fisted when it comes to manipulating the U.S. They're lightweights. Nothing against the Russians. I'm just saying it's a joke. The communist Chinese don't just control Pelosi and Swalwell and Dianne Feinstein and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and China Joe, you know, Uncle Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, Hopeless Joe. They own 4 of the 6 major Hollywood production houses. They put out the wokest stuff to tear the nation apart. They're the main group doing it, allied with the Bill Gateses and the Klaus Schwabs of the world on record. Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say, and Warren Buffett says, and Charlie Munger says, he's like their granddaddy, that China's the model and we need to be like China and arrest our political dissidents and ban free speech. I mean, I played the Charlie Munger clip probably 15 times from a couple of years ago where he's sitting there on national TV, what was it, PBS, with Warren Buffett talking about, we're going to get rid of freedom, we're going to arrest political dissidents. It's a wonderful thing. So China doesn't allow the movies they produce here in the U.S. and around the world to poison the planet to air in their own country. So China's the trillion-pound gorilla, or should I say, dragon on our back. And it's on the Chinese people's backs as well, with all the terrible things they do. And 3 million Uyghurs in slave death camps. I mean, these guys would make Hitler blush. And they are up our butt, as you would say. They are up our rear end on so many levels. And starting the last few years of the Obama administration, the globalists figured out that China was double-crossing them. They were the model of tyranny. They were the testing ground. They were the beta test. But they said, you know what? Kind of like Stalin and Hitler were buddies at first, but then a couple of years into World War II, turned on each other. They turned on the globalists and said, we're going to be in charge. We're going to run everything now. And that's just the way it is. And they said, if any leaders from the United States, be it Biden, be it Mitch McConnell, be it Chuck E. Schumer, be it Kevin McCarthy, if any of them ever meet with the president of Taiwan, we'll see that as an act of war, and we will probably, I've got their quotes here, invade Taiwan. And we'll start with a blockade. So starting about 6 days ago, they encircled with not hundreds, but thousands of ships, hundreds of big ships, and then over 1,000 small ships, thousands of aircraft, small planes, helicopters, jets, and have just been encircling and doing bombing runs. And the government of China has put out official videos. We showed one earlier showing the simulated bombardment of all the U.S. ships and Taiwanese ships there in the strait there by China, there on the Taiwan Strait. And, of course, just a few miles away is then Japan, saying we're ready to take out your power plants, your capital buildings. And you notice most of those missiles are going to the water. We're ready to take out Western ships. Because where those missiles in that video, in that simulation, are raining down is where the U.S. aircraft carriers and the U.S. missile cruisers and the U.S. destroyers and the U.S. submarines are. So China has just simulated the biggest bombing run ever. And we'll also put this map up if you can. This is their official invasion map that I've got here right now that also sent the crew. So China is saying that their invasion could be imminent. Now remember 6 months ago, a month ago, I said the next thing is a blockade. And maybe have the archivist find it, just so I'm not claiming that. Archivist, in fact, Rob News here. Rob, call the archivist. Find in the last 6 months where I said, in the next year, China is probably currently considering, depending on how Russia does, diverting us off and using up all our munitions, is going to go ahead and do the blockade and the encirclement of Taiwan. Then they'll have their operatives and commandos that are within the country start killing the political leadership ahead of an invasion, hoping that most of the Taiwanese military basically stands down. So I believe, and I know, well, China has said, it's on the table. It is being prepared for the encirclement, the blockade, and the invasion of Taiwan. Now, again, 80% or 79%+ of all of the high-speed processors in the world are made in tiny Taiwan. Imagine how energetic and smart the Chinese would be on the mainland, where there's billions of these people, compared to just Taiwan. They weren't under the communist tyranny. Look at South Korea, is one of the most profitable, powerful countries in the world for production, compared to North Korea, who can't even keep their lights on. It's a tale of communism versus some form of freedom. It's not that it's perfect freedom, or you know, even the kind of freedom we would accept as freedom. Taiwan's not totally free, neither South Korea, but it's an example, a tale of two cities, a tale of two peoples, even though they're, in the case of Korea, the same people, but one communist, one quasi-free, since the whole Korean conflict. So this is a big deal. And we're already in a two-front war. We're already running low on ammunition with the Russians and that whole war that's about to go into super overdrive. And China sees this as their moment. Iran sees it as their moment. Iran's starting to attack a bunch of targets in the Middle East, into Syria, into Lebanon, into Israel. And there's the headline right there from Drudge. I have it in front of me. This headline, Chinese military rehearses encirclement of Taiwan, BBC. China's military ready to fight after drills near Taiwan, says their military. U.S. Navy challenges Beijing and South China Sea amid Taiwan drills. Warship conducts freedom of navigation operation. Here, the Spratly's move comes as U.S. set to hold military drills in the Philippines. So the United States is holding war games. China's holding war games right up against each other and saying invasion, encirclement, blockade could be imminent. That is where the world is today. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political Prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Man, shoot his ass! Shoot his ass! Damn. Man, shoot his ass. Shoot his ass. Damn.
The footage you just saw is real. It's not something out of a zombie apocalypse movie. And I've got the case and where it happened here. Montgomery County deputy cleared after fatal shooting man attacked him, but the left wanted him arrested. The deputy did not miss him. The guy was out of his mind, attacking people like a zombie on a roadside. He shot him 12 times in the chest with a 9mm. Your TV viewer, you missed it, and you'll probably be glad you missed it, but the point is, can you believe that officer was even reviewed whether he'd be indicted? When he's hitting him over the head with a axe handle, basically, a deadly weapon. Well, we have the Texas case, and we have cases all over the country. From the Kluskeys in St. Louis, they break down a metal gate, hundreds of people threatening to kill them. All they do is bring guns out to protect themselves, and they get indicted by another Soros DA. We'll be talking about that coming up. We'll open the phones up. As well, Owen Schroeder will be co-hosting with me coming up the middle of the next hour. Revenge of the Sith is going to be in studio as well today. But all these stories are interconnected. Why is Soros doing this? Why is the deep state doing this? Why do they want to prosecute people for protecting themselves, whether they be citizens, regular citizens, or police officers? Because they can't get your guns. The gun culture is winning. And in areas that have massive gun ownership, crime is actually going down. Everywhere where you don't have high gun ownership, crime's exploding in the blue cities and blue states. So they just want to simply criminalize the act of defense, which is what communists and authoritarians always do for everyone but themselves. And it's outrageous. It's hypocritical. Members in Minnesota, in Minneapolis a couple years ago, in 2020, they fired half the police, but then the city council hired 24-hour multiple security, two armed security guards for each member of the city council, multi-million dollar contracts per year. Think of that. They should all be run on a rail. That's real discrimination. We're all taught it's black versus white or white versus black. The real discrimination, folks, is the government and the elites and the globalist rich people that are anti-free market, that are anti you having wealth, you being successful, me being successful, setting it up where you don't have a right to defend yourself, but they have armed security guards you pay for. I know that's been said 1,000 times, 10,000 times, but it's so true. We'll address that coming up. But my friends, this issue of China, knowing it controls China Joe, his son's laptop that we had back in 2000, and I listened to the audio files. We played it probably 50 times on air, where he's sending audio recordings to his dad saying, I don't know what to do, Dad. As you know, we work with the head of Chinese intelligence, who's worth $3 billion, and he's disappeared. And I think they grabbed him, and I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm an agent of China. I mean, he's there saying he's a Chi-Com dupe, a Chi-Com quisling, a Chi-Com operative. And the FBI just runs around and tells the media and the internet and big tech, do not report this. Do not put this out. This has absolutely got to be suppressed. Almost knocked over my Topo Chico. Flailing my arms. So that's where we are. Yeah, they're playing it right now. You see it right there. Maybe we should play it again. It's so fantastical. All confirmed to be real. Not Russian disinfo. And now the Chi-Coms, who control 97% of rare earth minerals worldwide. That's all of the different compounds and molecules in the dirt that you have to have for semiconductors, for computer chips. You don't just think China and Taiwan, but China and Taiwan combined, it's like 90% of world production. You don't just think China and Taiwan got control of all the compounds for computer chips by accident. The globalists made it where no Western company could ever go get these products, could ever go extract these minerals. So they were positioned to control the world. They were positioned because they were good little globalists and were going to dominate trade, but the West would dominate military, and they believed that would be the new multipolar world. Not just the U.S. empire, not just the bald eagle controlled by the globalists, but the Chi-Com order, those two systems. But starting about 11 years ago, the Chi-Com was broke and said, we're not following your orders anymore. And by the way, we're infiltrating your politicians, and we're funding race war in America, and we're shipping in fentanyl, and we're blasting your youth with weaponized TikTok, and we're going to do it, and you are going to sit there and take it because you're decadent and your time is over and we control your leaders. And now they are encircling Taiwan. They've already taken over Hong Kong. 80% of high-speed chips are made there. And they're saying, we're getting ready to invade. They didn't even talk about this under Trump because they knew he wouldn't put up with it. But they know something that's key. They know Biden's going to sit there and go along with it when it goes down because we're diverted fighting Russia because NATO pushed up to their border and attacked them. And yeah, the Ukrainians have beefs and the Russians have beefs. And I'm not defending Vladimir Putin, but I'm talking about in the real world, on a scale of 1 to 10, Putin's got an 8 to want to be pissed at the West. We're on his doorstep. China, we're doing nothing to China. We've given them everything, total control, and they've taken the ball and run. The globalist elites, while they're too busy trying to bully the average conservative or the average Christian or the average homeschooler or the average farmer or the average small business person like a meat packer that's small, they shut all those down. While the globalists are busy hiring 87,000 IRS agents and arming them, got articles on that today, while they're busy gearing up to bully the hell out of us at a level never before seen and declaring conservatives and people that support Trump as the number one terror threat, that's official U.S. policy. While they're busy trying to bully the American people and blame us for violence, when conservatives and Christians and concealed carry holders have the lowest crime rates out there and everybody knows it. While they're busy trying to bully us internally, the Chi-Coms have said, you are nothing. The Chi-Coms have said, you are a joke. You're a bitch. And you're going to take it. So I say to people, high level, mid level, and low level, in the corporations, in academia, in the banks, in government, everybody, why are you so insane? Why do you have such a chip on your shoulder against real American power that's about freedom and prosperity and free market capitalism and libertarian laissez-faire that made us so great? Why are you threatened by that? Because you're authoritarians. But you're such fools that you don't even understand that it's been that freedom, that quasi-freedom, it's been far from perfect, that has energized us and made us so powerful. So you're at war with what makes you powerful. You hijacked the country. You're in control of it, but you still got to run it in the ground because you still think you're rebels against the country you've actually captured. That is insane. And I remember there was an article in the Washington Post in 1993 when Bill Clinton was inaugurated. And there were movie producers. One of them was named, I think, Ron Silver. They were sitting around with Hillary Clinton. They were so anti-American, so anti-military, that groups of F-16s flew over at the Clinton inauguration. You can look this up. I remember Rush Limbaugh covering it, but actually went and got the Washington Post and read it. They were proud of this. And the producers look up and they go, how dare them fly over us? That's the U.S. military. Like Jane Fonda up on a North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun, you know, decades before. And Hillary said, it's okay, Ron, and to the other producers. That's our military now. Those are our jets now. Now, as evil as Hillary Clinton is, she at least understood that. So they've run the engine into the ground. It's like in Animal Farm with the pigs and the sheep and the goats and the cows and the horse. The pigs say, four legs good, two legs bad. Later, well, two legs good, four legs good. Later, well, two legs good, four legs bad. Once they've taken over, once they're the tyrants, there's this big workhorse that helped get them into power, helped run the revolution. And then finally, they don't like him because he's strong and powerful. They sell him to be slaughtered and turned into glue. That's what Elmer's glue is made out of, is rotting horse hooves. So the point is, the revolutionaries, the communists, always get rid of those that helped them get to power. And everybody that serves the system needs to understand, this is a suicide pact. And while you're busy trying to kick Americans' asses and show the good old boys they're nothing, the whole world's turning against us because the globalists are scum.
As a longtime listener, I've tried nearly every one of your nutraceuticals, products like DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, and your vitamin C and zinc with rose hips have become staples of my everyday life.
Thank you.
But what I feel, you're welcome. And what I feel is more important, though, is your filtration systems. The fact that we spend one third of our life in our bed, everyone should have an air filter in your bedroom at least. You have no idea what you're missing if you don't. And if you're not filtering your water that you drink, the water that you cook with, or even the water that you clean your fruits and vegetables with, again, you are not taking your health into your own hands like you can. It'll change everything for you. And once you get back the shower filters, I propose you get together a package with all three to get everyone started with a healthier living.
Well, let me interrupt you, and then we'll come back from break, Paul, and you'll get your point out. But I want to just say something about this. It came out 2 weeks ago. We've done some reports on it, but I haven't covered it personally. They gave the Health and Human Services Department and the EPA months ago a 50-plus university, 20-year study consortium that the IQs are dropping because of fluoride in the water and fertility. Of course, they knew that. That's why they did it. And Admiral, whatever his name is, the guy that dresses like a girl, he blocked that, but the report still came out. So, yes, they are bombing us through the water supply. If you think it's bad they're giving mRNA shots to some of the cows, if you think that's bad, ladies and gentlemen, what they call fluoride is just toxic waste. That's a buy-all catchphrase for up to 300-plus chemicals they dump in the water.